Weiter in Shas Meseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Aleph, picking up the top of the page, about a Mishnah. I get hired up by a guy to go to make wine. It's his stuff. He wants to sell to Yidden. So what does he do? He said the following. Matar Yidden Shalom Gechav Minosel B'Shuso. I go to the Sambit as a Yid. I start making the guy's wine in a state of Tahara. In other words, there's no Yai Nisach over there. And I put in his domain, Rashi says, Shaso B'Kashus L'Mochel Yisrael. And I sell to a Jew. V'lo Nasan Damim Achso. I don't give him money. Shalom Gechav Min Adshim Kered until I sell the actual wine. V'Nosel B'Shus Shalom Gechav Min. I keep it in the B'Shus Shalom Gechav Min. In a house that opens into a Rishus Harab, and that's the setup over here. Then here is the halakha. Be'ir sheyesh ba'avod kachavim yisrael mutter. In a city, they have both goyim and yidim. They're living over there. Therefore, the wine is going to be mutter. Rashi explains that because the Jews are going to be walking by over here, the guys going to be scared to go into touch over here because it's going to lose all the gain of this kosher wine over here. The wine, in that case, is going to be mutter, even if he didn't have it locked up and there's no sort of sign, there was some sort of seal on it. But this is only if the guy doesn't have any rights to the wine, right? Like we explained in the later case, it's when he wrote down a receipt through the Jew that the wine is already paid for. We touched upon this yesterday's daf. Be'ir shekul ovid gechav maser, but if it's the city of Olav and Azar, and it's going to be aser, because no yidin walking by, they're going to catch him. Ayayay sheyosrin shah, ad sheyoshiv shomer, until you go ahead and you put a shomer over there to guard the wine, to make sure that he's not going to be touching it. Ve'in a shomer tzarech lios yoshiv shomer, and the shomer doesn't have to sit and guard it all the time. He doesn't have to be on it 24/7. Even if he's like Yosef Nechaz, come in, going out, but you don't know he's going to come in, it's still going to be good enough. The domain of a guy are all one. We'll have to see what that means in the Gemara. So let's again, I as a yid, I'm making the guy's wine in a state of purity. And I put it in, again, in his domain. This is Rashi, Im Bayis Pasuch Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to first lay out. Then, what happens? Like we already touched upon, what does he do? The guy, V'Allah, Kosef Lo, Eskabatim Chamos, he says, I got money from you, in order you paid for it, mutter, then the wine is going to be mutter. And if it's put in a place that's opening to Rosh Hashanah, Aval Im Yirtzi Yisrael Lahotzi, but if the Yid wants to take the wine of this guy, he's not allowed, the guy would not, wants to take it and remove it, the guy wouldn't allow him to unless he actually gives him cash money. The wine is like a collateral. He's alone on the wine. The guy did not write a receipt for the money, or so he's not allowed to go and do it. He wouldn't let him do it. Zelia Maisa Babishan. This is a story that happened in Bishan. Ve'asu, they asked the wine. Because, again, the case is, if it were to be that the Jew wanted to remove him, the guy wouldn't let him unless he paid the money, then that's what ended up happening. And it was also because the Avodah Zarah Yid, the Avodah Zarah Nick, has a mashkin on this, is a lien on this wine. He considers like his own, he can do whatever he wants, and therefore, he's not safe to go and touch it. Even if he gets busted, he'd be able to say that he had the right to do whatever he wanted with it. So therefore, that would be a problem. So we said that if it opens up to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, as long as they're yidden there, then we're good. But if not, then we're no good, because we don't care if the guy's not going to be scared of other goyim. Be'ir shekul ovid gechavim nami, says the Gemara, but even if it is all goyim, v'hikar rochlen v'machzeh v'yoros. What do you mean? There's always at least rochlen peddlers, Jewish peddlers, who come through the city selling things. Rosh Hashanah says, mochrim b'samim, they're selling b'samim yisraelim him. Over me'ir le'ir, amir tasov gechavim, the guy would be scared. Dom l'chazir li derech Rosh Hashanah, maybe a Jew saw it. Amir shmoh, be'ir sheish la delasayim v'riach. We're talking about a city has doors and a crossbar at the entrance, and it's locked up. Rashi says, "Ein nichnasim ba eli rishus v'kulei alma yadi ki eili ba umatzi lemekam ala hishaita." So, since he can't come in whenever he wants, Therefore, who knows what's going to be, what he did when no one is around. Amar Rav Yosef, and a window is also considered like a Rishus HaRabim. If it's facing, you know, the entrance way, it's considered like a Rishus HaRabim. He's going to be scared to touch the wine because the Jew's going to see through the window. Therefore, it's going to be mutter, even if it's, Rashi says, even opens up to Rishus HaYachid. V'aspa k'rishus HaRabim dami, and in aspa, trash, garbage dump, if it's facing the entrance of the area where the wine is being stored, it's the same as Rishus HaRabim. Rashi says, derech aspa lamod b'nei adam alea, people would stand on there. V'dikla k'rishus HaRabim dami, and if a Jew's palm tree is facing the entrance in which the wine is, it's also considered like a Rishus HaRabim. Rashi says, dekla sheyso, negat ha-pesach, misyari, avikacham, achshav, Yalalita Paris, here I need to look at it. He's going to go up to get Paris, fruit from his tree, and he's going to go, he's going to notice what I'm doing over here. I psik reisha. If the top of the palm tree was cut, and there's no fruit over there, Rashi Shaldekel, Meata, Ein, Boperos, there's nothing there, then Pligibar, Ravach, Ravina, then it's Machlokas. Chad also, one of them is going to ask for the wine that's in this, Avodah Zarnik that's facing it, to be seen. And Chad Shai, one thing is going to be Mutter. Manda also, when it says it's going to be Aser, that the wine, he says that since the tree has no fruit, then he thinks, Lamalei de Salakasa, why would he even go up there in the first place? Therefore, I'm not scared of, you know, going and touching something. Therefore, it's going to be Aser. Manda Shari, the one that says it's Mutter, Zimna Davda Lei Behema Vasalak Leuni Basa. Sometimes the yid would lose his animal and he would climb up the tree, the palm tree, to go look for it. Could be at that moment he's going to notice the guy doing something and he's scared, therefore he's not going to go and do the wrong thing. Tanu Rabbanan, Zog the high looking Yemudi. Echad al-Kech l'chavayiz b'chatzer ha-shalv k'chavim v'yid, he buys or he rents a house in a guy's chatzer, and with all yayin he fills it up with wine. The Yisrael Darbos Chatzer and a Yid lives in that Chatzer. Mutter, the wine is going to be Mutter. Even though there's no key or seal in the Yid's hand, it's still going to be Mutar. Beep turn the page. So the base Chatzer Cheres, and Jew lives in another Chatzer, not in the Chatzer where the wine is stated, the Mutter is going to be Mutter. That's if he has one has the key and he also has some sort of sign or a seal on it. The first case, I buy or I rent out a place that's in a guy's chutzah, but there's another Jew that's over there. So the fact that there's a Jew over there, it's going to stop him from Zarnik, the guy, from entering into the house with the wine. And even if he does not have to break and replace a lock or seal, but the Yid is not home all the time. The fact that he comes and goes is enough. He's going to be scared. And the second case was that if I live in another chutzah, if the Jew lives in another chutzah, the wine is still going to be mutter as long as there's the key and the seal over there. Then you know you're protected for such a thing. Okay. Let's say go ahead and I'm working as a mashkiach in this wine factory to the Jews. It's from a guy's wine to Jews. They say the purity and puts it in the Avodah Zarnik's domain. Right, in his rishus. He's living there, mutter. Even if he lives over there, aser, kim and shayayin, shalow, the low, mirtas kuliai. Since it belongs to the guy, he's not really so scared. So, it's going to be mutter, and some sort of seal that's going on over there. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Latana. Rabbi Yochanan said to the one who teaches Brises, says, Tinei afal pishin mafteach v'chosam yod mutter. You should teach it saying, even when there's no key or seal in the Yid's hand, it's still going to be mutter. Rashi says, given the Yisrael darbo sechatzer, kishomer yosef nechazam. It's like kishomer goes in and out. We said that it's actually going to be mutter. Bechatzer acheres. The brisa continues. Bechatzer acheres. If Yid lives in another chatzer, now where the wine is, an aser alpha bishmav tech chosam yadu. It's going to be aser, even if he has a chosam in the key. To be mayor, it's like the mayor. Woo, the opposite extreme we never saw yet. Chom mosim atzei shomer yosef meshamer. Chom aser unless there is a shomer that's guarding over it. Oh, atzei yavu memuna. Or unless there's somebody who's appointed who comes to, you know, at set particular times. Right, so it sounds like it's saying specific times of which he's going to be coming over here. The Gemara is going to ask, how does that help over here? Set times. That's the worst thing, because then the guy's going to know exactly when he's coming, and isn't that a problem? Anyway, we'll see about that. Says Gemara, Chachamim Aheya, which of the dinim of the Braisa did the Chachamim talk about, or that they're arguing? Either must say, if you want to say that they're talking about the last part of the Braisa, which is talking about it, about a guy's wine stored in the Chatzer, that there's no Jew that's living over there. And they mean to ask it, unless it's Yid that's watching it. But then Tanakama Nami Mesar Kaasar. The Tanakama meaning Rav Meir also asked unless there's a shomer. And therefore the Chachamim are agreeing with him. Vela Resha the Seifa. Must be going on the first part of the Seifa. Which is talking about a guy's wine that's in a chatzer that has a yid that's living over there, and they want to answer it unless that there's a shomer. But hold on one second, that's a bit of a problem. Rabbi Yochanan said to one of the brises, you should teach it a saying, even when there's no key or seal in the yid's hand, it's going to be mutter. Since Rabbi Yochanan is fixing up this brisa, he must consider it that it's obvious that the din is mekel in reference to the case of where Yid lives in the very chatzer where the wine is. And the Chachamim are not going to argue on that. Ve'ela aseifa d'reisha. Must be going on the second part of the reisha, which is talking about the Yid's wine that's stored in a guy's chatzer, and there's no Yid living over there. Tanakama Tanakama v'chatzer echeres mutter v'hushim avtech v'chosim yado. Tanakama said that if the Yid does not live there, and he lives in another chatzer, the wine is going to be mutter, but only when there's a key or a seal in the Yid's hand. Chamomim the olam aser, it's always going to be aser, actually shomi yoshim v'shami, if shomi's sitting there watching it. Unless you have an appointed person who's coming at particular intervals. Now the Gemara goes into that point over there. Mamuna balakitz and grusa, that's a bad thing, because then he's going to know when he's coming, he's going to mess with the wine. No, ela achiyava mamuna she'eno balakitz. It means he's not coming to the kizim at some particular times, so but he's coming in and out, and people don't know. And then we saw in the Mishnah, Rishimun Elazar, Rishusovik Chav Machasi. The domains of a guy are all considered one. Yibaylo, frag the Gemara. Rishimun Elazar, Lahakil, or Lahachmir. Rishimun Elazar comes a statement and he says that the Rishus of a guy are all considered one. Is he coming to be Mako? Is he coming to be Machmir? What exactly is he doing over here? Says Rashi, Lahakil or Lahachmir, Lahakil the Kama Tanakama. The Tanakama says, Beir Shakula Ovid Kochavim. It says that if it's a guy, it's a whole Goyish town, Aser, Anicho, Bebae, Bebe, Savit Kochavim, it's also leave it there, Shehuba Allah, Vuadim, Bebe, Savit Kochavim, Ache, can leave it somewhere else. The Kama Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar, Vichi Kol Rishos Ovid Kochavim, Achasi, Bitamia, it's like, what is it all considered one? Rishos Klomer, Hold the Inu Bebe, Baalav. It's not in the owner's place, in mutter. It should be mutter. Why? Dai ovi kuchavim mirsas. He's scared. Olahach. He would be scared if it's someone else's place. Olahachim kama is coming to be machmir. Ubin yichusa itmar. Detana kama dafka bebeis ba'olav kamar. Only in the beis ba'olav. Also, b'shimim elozer lemeimar. Who adib bebeis ovi kuchavim machmir? Even someone else. The chashinan legomlin. Alpha Gav, the high of the Kochavim, Shabbai, Shalom, Yechad, Lo, Karen, Zavazi, Shalom. He's giving a little place over there. Flo Naga, the Nitpas, a love, Kiganov. He doesn't want to be caught as a Ganov. Cheshin and Dilma, Shavak, Lev, Kochavim, Chavero, Bala, Yayim. The Lo Mirzis, and Suchi, Kihechi, the Hadi, Yisal, Vizavin, Mihai, Ovid, Kochavim, Vizimna, Achrina, Machbid, Le, Gabi, Ahud, the Lishvuk, Le, Linesuche. If he's coming to be machmir over here, then the Mishnah is understood like this. The Tanakhama is saying that if the wine is in a city which is entirely goyim, it's going to be aser. It's saying specifically in the case where the wine is stored in his rishus, meaning that of the guy who owns the wine. That's going to be mashma, that if the wine is in the rishus of another guy, it's going to be mutter, even if the city is totally goyim, because since the second guy does not own the wine, he's afraid to mess with it. And to this, Rosh Hashanah is saying with one statement, he said, the domains of Avodah Zarah are all one, meaning the wine is going to be us, regardless of whether it was stored on the one who owns the wine or somebody else's. And we're going to explain why that is. So that's the question. Anyway, Rosh Hashanah, is he coming to Hakel L'Hachem? Rabbi Huda Amar Ziri L'Hakel is coming to Meka. Rabbi Nachman Amar Ziri L'Hachem. Rabbi Huda Amar Ziri L'Hakel Hachem Tanakama. And this is what the Tanakama is saying. G'shem Shebri Shuso Asad. Just like the wine that's in his Rishus, in that of the guy whose wine, you know, it's going to be Asar. Kach Rishus Ovi Kachal Ma'achin Ami Asar. So when it's in another guy, it's going to be Asar as well. V'chashin L'Golman are worried that maybe they're Golman, like Gomel Chesed. They're, you know, giving favors one to the next. Rashi says, Hanach Li, V'agma L'cha, Kiyosu V'zeh. You know, you pat my back, I'll pat your back. Right? There's no worry that the guy who, in whose Rishus the wine is stored will touch the wine, because we assume that he's scared to do something and mess with the wine that's not his. There is a concern that he might make an arrangement with the owner. He'll allow the owner of the wine to come into his place, you know, and do nisachim over there. So in the future, gets flipped. We'll have his wine by Jew and store in the other ones, and the other one will be able to come in and give him access to it as well. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, you want to say that the rishus of a goyim are all one? Of course not. That's only in his own rishus, one who owns it. Otherwise, isn't that the one of you who owns the wine? Someone else's rishus is going to be. We're not worried about Gomlin. Okay. Rav Nachman Amar Ziri Lahachmir. He says, Hashem Allah says, I come to be Machmi. When are these words said, they're going to ask for the wine that's in the city, that's by only by Goyim, when the wine is in his Rishus, right? That of the one whose wine is being processed, of Rishus of Kachal Machem Mutter. If it's by another guy, that can be Mutter. I'm not worried about the, you know, that's playing these games back and forth, that they're going to, you scratch my mind, I scratch yours. Hashem Allah says, nope, all of the Rishus are considered one, and we're worried that they're going to do this gomlin over here, these, you know, this favors one another. Therefore, just like the one is going to be also when it's left in the that of the guy whose wine who owns it, so too if it's left by somewhere else as well. Tiny cover said, Rav Nachman Amar Ziri Lahachmir, the price for him, I'm Rav Shimon ben Elazar, because of the tricksters, therefore, also it started time, the Vay Parza Grufila, Osivu Chamra Gabe Risayu, the household of Parzak, the viceroy, he stored their wine that was processed by a Yid in, you know, in Tahara with by the area of their Avodah Zarah sharecropper. That's just Ovikachavim Kamosim. And Arisa's Mirsas Mamre, Vinami Naga Masid Ale Tilo Naga. Okay, he's going to be scared to do something. So Rabbanan coming to Rabbi Lameimar, he chashin l'gomlin, when are we worried about gomlin? Hanimili hechet kamosiv hai gabi hai. This applies only the case where it's likely that this one will one day store the wine with that one. Right? The one where the wine is now being stored, or one day store his wine and the other person's. In that situation, then we're worried, you know, they're going to pull some sort of shtick over there and they're going to help each other out. Aval hacha, kevin da risei, Lav Darkilo Suvu Le Osuve Be Parzak Rufila. It's not the norm that the sharecropper would store his wine in the house of Parzak the viceroy. It doesn't make sense to do that. Lagom Lukashinan, we're not worried that it's a you scratch, I scratch. And when the Rav says, I don't happen to see opposite of Fila Mandarma Lukashin Lagoman, then we're not Khosh Bugon, then Hani Miliyeh Dolomitas Mine. This applies only where he doesn't fear him, or the owner of the house in which the wine is stored doesn't fear the owner of the wine, and therefore he's not afraid to deny him to come access it. But given the mitzvahs minei, but here, since the sharecropper is scared of the parzak, the viceroy, mechape alei zchusa, he's going to surely allow him to access, and will even cover up for him and show how great he is, and it shows that he's really innocent. So even if Isaac touches it, Sharkarim is going to say, no, he didn't touch it. Story time, who kracha, to have a Yosef b'chamed Yisrael, there was a city which wine of a Jew was kept, and like krach, ishtakachov v'chamed, have a koi bin yibidani, there was a vodazar in it, a guy that was found standing amongst all the barrels, the casks. Amarava, imnit masalav kiganov, if the guy would have been caught touching it, he would have been arrested as a thief because of it. If that would be the case. He's not a chashav again. He's scared of the people in the city. Allah. If you mitzvahu nogea nitzvas alav kiganav, they send them, they become instead of kiganav, the chamashari, the wine is going to be mutter. Rashi says b'shtia. V'lo aser panah divadi naga. If that's the opposite extreme, v'lo aser, then it's always going to be aser. Hadrin Allah Rabbi Yishmael. Ay na la la la. Hey, Mazda, we're finishing the fourth parakum is Saches Avoda Zara. But you know what we said, Hadrin Allah. So let's go quickly do that. So we going to be telling the truth here. Mem Tesma Beis. We started by saying, Rabbi Yishmael Amei Shalosh Avadim Zubasatsu Markulus Asuros. We're now Yotze Zayin. With that, my friend, Mazda, we're finishing the fourth parak. And we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.